بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عبد الرحمن بن غنم يبلغ به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيار عباد الله الذين إذا رؤوا ذكر الله، وشرار عباد الله المشاؤون بالنميمة، المفرقون بين الأحبة، الباغون للبراء العنت. حضرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the best people among you, khiyarul ibadillah, the best of Allah Ta'ala's servants, are those idha ru'u dhukir Allah, when they are seen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. Just their countenance, just looking at them, reminds one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are pious people. Their dressing also is a dressing of piety. Their conduct is a conduct of piety. Automatically, when a person engages with them, sees their akhlaq, the way they speak, how they lower their gaze, the way they conduct, in their attire also, everything reminds them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make us like that. Wa shiraru ibadillah, and the worst of Allah ta'ala's servants are al-mashya'una bin namima. First quality, they spread tales, carry tales. Ulama explain, this can be done verbally or in a message also, in writing, divulging people's secrets. What a person doesn't want to be divulged, his own household stories, what is happening in his house. So this person goes and he tells the secret, he divulges the secret, this is what is happening. So this creates problems, because sometimes a person said that, this is my personal matter, why are you discussing it with everybody? So it creates animosity, a division. So the next thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mufarriquna bayna al-ahibba. Those people that divide and disunite between loved ones, between friends and relatives. He is dividing between them, either by carrying his tales or by backbiting, etc. Al-baghuna lil-bura'a al-anat. And those that seek the faults of the innocent ones. People that are innocent, but he's trying to pin something on them, trying to find some fault with them. So these are the worst of people. So these qualities, Allah Pak save us and protect us from it. In the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Hammazuna wal-Lammazuna. These two words comes in Surah Humaza. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ الْلُمَزَةِ. Same words. Hammazun and Lammazun. Certain explanations are given. Easy one is, Al-Hammazun, the backbiters. Wal-Lammazun, the critics. People that criticize a person and find fault with him on his face. So one is a person is backbiting behind his back. And the other is he is telling him off on his face. Wal-Mashya'una bin Namima. And the third is that person that is spreading and carrying tales. Al-Baghuna lil-Bura'ail Anat. And those people that look for the faults of innocent ones, يَحْشُرُهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي وُجُوهِ الْكِلَابِ. Allah Ta'ala will resurrect them and their faces will be like dogs. They will have the face of a dog on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us, Allah give us tawfiq to understand.